Good morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Monday, April the 22nd, and stocks are getting a bit of a bounce after last week's sell-off and ahead of the Mag 7 earnings, or at least most of them. However, investors are also on edge ahead of the GDP stats on Thursday for the U.S. and the all-important PCE price index. That's the preferred method of inflation used by the Fed. That comes out on Friday. Both markets, though, are showing a steady pattern of consumption by Americans despite higher interest rates. So 10-year Treasuries down a nickel here, yielding 4.62. 10-year Canada's down 10 cents, yielding 3.75. We note producer prices in Canada came up 0.8 for the month of March, well above expectations. And when you X the energy component, it was still up 0.8. So don't expect the Fed to cut rates anytime soon in Canada either. And of course, we also have 1,200 companies reporting this week. And right now, Wall and Bay Street are in no mood for misses or lower guidance. Netflix last week, for example, got clobbered as they reduced future visibility on their earnings. Tesla this morning is also off $5, hitting a 52-week low of $139 as it's cutting some prices on some of its model cars. Verizon down 4% on reduced subscriber growth. So the Dow Jones still up 247 points. At 38,233, Verizon the big loser here this morning. But two-thirds are up, led by Goldman Sachs, Procter & Gamble, and Merck. As for the NASDAQ, well, the Mag 7s are split here this morning. NVIDIA up 3%. It got shellacked last week. Alphabet up 1%. But we have minor losses in Meta, Netflix, and Microsoft. Overall, the NASDAQ up 123 points, or just under 1%, at 15,404. And the Standard & Poor's up 35 points at 5,003. In Canada, the TSX also up 43 points, 21,850. Almost all the subsectors are up here this morning, except gold is getting clobbered, down 3%, materials down 2.5%, healthcare down 1%. Now, no surprise, the price of gold has tumbled $70 to $23.43 an ounce. It had a rocket ship up without a lot of base building or support for it. So a downdraft given easing Middle East tensions, not a complete surprise. We're also seeing copper off 2 pennies at $4.50 a pound. As for crude oil, it's down 18 cents, but still $82.4 a barrel. And natural gas up a nickel at $2.36. So some energy stocks are up here on this morning. And as mentioned, we are up 45 points on the TSX. We're also, of course, waiting for earnings from a number of our Canadian companies reporting this week. And in overseas markets, a solid shot across the board. Germany up 123, France up 17, London up 128. That's 1.6% gain on there. In Asia, Tokyo up 370 points. That's 1%. Hong Kong up 287 points. That's 1.7%. So a pretty good day overseas overall. And that's despite North Korea firing some missiles just for the fun of it, shall we say. Last but not least, the currencies. The Dixie is up 0.2. That's the U.S. trade-weighted dollar. As for the loonie, it's up by 0.25% against the U.S. dollar, despite weaker commodity prices. 72.94 cents. It's going to cost you $1.37 for U.S. dollar, $1.45 for the euro, and $1.60 for the British pound. Bitcoin, by the way, up another 1,400 at 66,374 U.S. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.